What's up, guys?
As Grant mentioned, my name is Viv, and if we haven't met before, I'd love to meet you. Feels like a massive privilege to be up here today, and my prayer is that you would hear the words that God has for you, not just the content that I've tried to prepare. So I want to start with a serious question. Raise your hand if you've seen the movie Incredibles.
Did you fail?
Hey, wow, that's like the whole group. That's actually crazy. Well, if you haven't seen it, it's probably one of the best movies of all time, and you should be running to watch it. Actually, sprinting to watch it. Anyways, it's about a family with powers, and their oldest daughter, Violet, has the ability to turn invisible and to create force fields. Yes. There are many different times in the movie she has to throw a force field around herself or her family to keep them safe. So I want us to just pause and picture this visual idea of Violet enclosing her family in a force of protection. In some ways, this image is a great depiction of prayer. As Glenn Packian mentioned, prayer surrounds us. So today I want to talk about the idea of being encapsulated in prayer. The word encapsulate is defined as enclosing something in or as if in a capsule. Our petitions to God are the capsules in which he responds and moves. We have an invitation to ask boldly for the covering of God over the spaces we are in, the people we encounter, and the relationships we experience. To understand this further, I want to tell you a story. This is from the book Praying Like Monks, Living Like Fools. The story is called Monica's Son. Monica was a single mom with one son. Throughout his entire childhood, she prayed nightly with her hand on his forehead. As he grew up, he philosophized strongly against his mother's faith. She remained steady in her prayers and believed God's promise that he would answer her. Her son decided to take his own path and travel to Rome. Monica continued praying. As she prayed, her son found herself sitting in a Roman garden, hearing the audible voice of God. In that moment, he opened up the very scriptures he'd been arguing against and surrendered his life to Jesus. Monica's son's name was Augustine, one of the greatest theologians in all of history and a father to the early Christian church. So Augustine lived his whole life encapsulated in a force field and didn't even know it. His mother labored faithfully in prayer for her son's salvation, and God miraculously answered. Prayer can encapsulate us, it can encapsulate others, it can encapsulate physical spaces, heart situations, and anything we bring to the Lord. Monica prayed, God provided. So let's take a closer look at this pattern of prayer to provision. There are many examples of encapsulating prayer that show up in Scripture. For example, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 9, it says, "We prayed to our God and guarded the city day and night to protect ourselves." And in chapter 6, verse 15 through 16, it says, "The wall was completed. When all of our enemies heard about this, they lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God." In the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5, it says, "Peter was kept in prison, but the church prayed earnestly to God for him." Then in verse 7 and 11, an angel of the Lord appeared. The chains fell off Peter's wrists. Peter realized what had happened, and he said, "I am certain that the Lord sent his angel to rescue me from Herod." And in Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, when Daniel is called to interpret a dream, it says, "He urged his friends to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery." In verse 47, the king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods and a revealer of mysteries, for you were able to reveal this mystery." We could go on and on with examples, but it's clear that things happen when the people of God prayed. I simply wouldn't be standing up here today if it wasn't for encapsulating prayer. Almost 5 years ago, I made the decision to fully follow Jesus. I clearly remember telling one of my friends, Avery, the news. She responded by saying, "Viv, you can't believe how many times I've prayed that you would be led here." I remember feeling a little surprised that she had been consistently praying over my salvation. At 15 years old, Avery believed in the power of prayer and the God of the universe listened to her. Like Augustine, I was encapsulated in the prayers of the people around me and I didn't even know it.
Without the covering of prayer, I actually don't think many of us would be sitting in this room right now. As I prepared this talk, I felt continually stirred to evaluate the places, people, or things I am encapsulating, and the other places I should be. Many of you know this already, but I helped coach wrestling at a middle school in town. What do you think it would look like if I walked into the wrestling room every day and prayed for God to anoint the space, that those four walls would be a room for everybody to encounter God and experience holy ground? Or what would it look like if I prayed every day for a waitress I met and invited to church, if I pleaded with God for her salvation, or if I asked that she would experience God in a tangible way and he would disrupt her day to reveal himself to her? What would it look like if I prayed every day into all of my relationships and asked God to be glorified in them and sustain them? What if I asked for vision and wisdom to see the people he's placed in my life, for every kid I see, with my brothers, my family, friends, and strangers? I don't know exactly what would happen in each of these spaces, but isn't it fascinating that we get to dream with God, the same God who resurrected Jesus from the dead? This is the God we have access to and the Father who listens to the requests of his children. If this kind of prayer feels unfamiliar, I want to encourage you that it's actually quite simple. Romans 8:26 talks about how the Holy Spirit helps us pray, even in our weakness. See, the focus of prayer is not excellence or perfection. It's about partnering with the Spirit of God to encapsulate the people, places, and relationships he's placed us in. God isn't concerned about how well we pray. The goal is simply that we try. So I don't know where any of you are today, but maybe you desperately need God to intervene in an area of your life. Maybe it feels like you've been waiting forever, or you can't pray another prayer. Or maybe you're struggling to believe that anyone is interceding on your behalf. If that's you, I have great news. Hebrews 7:24 through 25 says, "Because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf." What does this mean? It means we are all covered in the prayers of the resurrected Son of God. We are all encapsulated in prayer, and it's by the best prayer that ever existed. So I want to leave you all with two invitations, because serving the God of wonders means there's always an invitation to more. One, ask. Ask boldly for the covering of God over the spaces you're in, the people you encounter, and the relationships you experience. Be like Violet, using her gifts and talents to cast a covering of strength over her family. Two, rest. Rest in the truth that you are encapsulated in the prayers of Jesus and immersed in God's provision and protection. Be like Violet's family as they abide in the safety of the force field. I'm going to close with an excerpt of a short liturgy before we go into individual time. So while we do this, let's all imagine ourselves encapsulated in the force field as we pray. Would you take a deep breath with me? Breathe through me, O Spirit, your thoughts, your words. Kindle in me, O Father, your sorrows and consolations. Teach me, O Christ, how to serve and to love by intercession. Intercept our moments with your mercies, O Lord. You are ever at work in this world, so let my compassion be always active and my heart sensitive to your movements, your providence, your revelation. Call us, your children, always to care for one another in prayer and in action in our various times of need. Amen.